beyond the 40-yard line. Dave Hansen.
Well, what do you say, Clark? They need a first down here. It's third down and six to go. They absolutely do not want to punt the football to this new Lothrop offense and give them yet another chance to take the lead in this game. Brandel with two consecutive carries. 1 yard on the first one, three on the last one, bringing up that third and six.
You can take it.
New Lothrop has to anticipate the run, That's the beauty of the wing tee when you're in the lead, is all three running backs could take it at any time, and there's always the quarterback to think about. Don't be surprised if Mychek keeps the football around the outside to try to catch New Lothrop diving up the middle to stop Brandel.
A third down and a long six, and we now have a timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats, and that will be their final of this second half. So we're still facing a third down and six for the Bearcats. Dave Hansen, what kind of chess match is going on right here?
Well, it looked like to me, Clark, that the Bearcats, they lined up, and somebody wasn't in the right spot. Very hard to believe that this Bearcat team at this point in the season, after a New Lothrop timeout, wasn't able to get the right personnel on the field. That play clock running down on them, and Mychek has to call timeout. He only had one running back in the backfield. He had a tight end on the right side, but it seemed like somebody wasn't in on the play, so they had to burn their last timeout. So they better get this play right now because they don't have any timeouts left. So a big-time player coming up for the Bearcats. Matter of fact, big-time play for both teams.
A well-managed game from our officials today. Pat Campbell, Rick Moody, your umpire. Dennis Wilde, your linesman. Line judge is Mark Shano, and Jason Wilde, your back judge. Wing T to the right, Mychek under center. And it's a end around, and here comes number 30, but we have a flag flying, and he has the first down. That'd be number 30, Anthony Sweeney on the end around, but this one more than likely going to be coming back, as this is a hold against the Ubley Bearcats. The flag sits at the 48-yard line behind the line of scrimmage, and so going from a conversion on third down is now going to be a third down and a ways to go, a third down and 19.
It was an easy call, too. Dominic Rosenthal, he's a big body, and he ends up grabbing the jersey of one of those linebackers that slipped through the line of scrimmage as our officials here determine where the penalty happened so they can march off 10 yards. But it's going to be third down and probably 16 or so to go with 3 minutes and 2 seconds left to go. New Lothrop has two timeouts, if I'm not mistaken. So the Bearcats going to run a play. New Lothrop is going to call a timeout and then have the football back, most likely, with a timeout to go.
Third down and 19 for the Bearcats. They're at their own 42-yard line. 2:56 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley leading 14-13. And now the officials are discussing some things to figure out where exactly this ball game is going to go. New Lothrop fans on their feet. A packed football complex here at Morningstar Memorial Stadium. Ubley fans respond themselves. Third down and 19. T formation. Mychek is under center at his own 42-yard line. There's the snap. Looking back to pass. Mychek in trouble. Now lets it fly downfield. Has Jonathan Brandel caught. Jonathan Brandel down the field to the 10, to the 5.
Touchdown, Ubley.
Jonathan Brandel brings in the pass from Matt Mychek on a third down in 19. From the 42-yard line, a 58-yard reception, and suddenly the Bearcats are leading by 7 points, 20-13, 2:52 left in the fourth quarter.
What a gutsy play call, Clark. Dave Kaufman in that timeout dials up, play action pass. Matt Mychek delivers a strike. The offensive line holds up for him, and of all people, Clark, Jonathan Brandel finds opening down the middle of the football field. On third and 16, New Lothrop assumed a run and punt situation. Not so much. Two-point conversion coming up for the Bearcats.
They lead by 7. Now it's a handoff. Matt Mychek actually in the end around. He gets in. Two-point conversion is good. Ubley leads by 9 points. Critical 9 points. 22-13 with 2:52 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley leading by 9 on your regional championship broadcast of the WLEW Sports Network.
Is your checking account pulling its weight? Put North Star Bank's electronic checking to the test. and you're sure to fall for all the benefits.
Hi, this is Annie Meinhold, account specialist at North Star Bank. Our Star electronic checking only takes $1 to open, and you'll enjoy no minimum balance requirements, unlimited check writing, and free e-statements when you enroll in any of our convenient automated services, including free online banking with bill pay, free direct deposit, or a free Star Check debit card. Plus, you'll fall for our unique ATM rebate program. Non-North Star Bank U.S. ATM fees will be reimbursed and reflected on your monthly statement up to 3 times per month. Put our Star electronic checking to work for you today.
Visit your local North Star Bank branch today. Debit cards are subject to approval. Free e-statements or $3 fee per month for paper statements. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Member FDIC.
New Lothrop led through nearly a whole bunch of time and until the 9:06 mark in the fourth quarter, and now Ubley leading by 9 points, 22-13, as the ball was down at the 18-yard line. New Lothrop with an 82-yard field to work with. They need to score twice, mind you, and they are into the wind. 2:51 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley 22, New Lothrop 13.
Ruddy went down to one knee to field that squib kick, and you're down as soon as you catch the football, so a long field ahead for the New Lothrop Hornets.
New Lothrop led for the first 39 minutes of this ball game. Birchmeyer in trouble, rolling to his left, throws this downfield, and this one is incomplete. Incomplete out to the 34-yard line. Pass was intended for Ben Bigelow. Thrown under him, and that wind playing a factor again with Birchmeyer's passes. Birchmeyer, of course, missed weeks 6, 8, 6, 7, and 8, and 9.
Half of nine.
No, half of 10. Against Reese, he came back. And actually, a half of nine. I take that back. And now playing with a broken hand, recovering from that, back in this ballgame. We've seen two quarterbacks so far. Second down, 10 to go. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Birchmeyer at quarterback. He has Ruddy to his left. Tight end at the right. Birchmeyer looking to pass to the near sideline. It is caught by number 9, Nathaniel Collinger, and he has the first down out to the 30-yard line. Clock stops momentarily. Actually ran out of bounds anyway with 2:39 left in the fourth. Ubley leading by 9 points, first and 10 for the Hornets at their own 30.
Those are the plays that New Lothrop are going to look for in this critical situation. Are routes from the slot receiver where they go down the field and to the sideline where they can get chunk yards and get out of bounds and stop the clock.
Birchmeyer rolling to his left. Has room to run, lets this one fly downfield, and it's nearly intercepted at the 48-yard line. Falls incomplete instead. Derek Brown was a half a step away from putting this one completely out of reach. As it falls incomplete, second down, 10 to go from the 30.
Nowhere to go. Birchmeyer rolls to his left and gains a little extra time, which is very smart on his part. The problem is he's right-handed quarterback. He's got to set his feet, turn his body, and throw it downfield. He didn't do that. He just fired it off balance, and that ball come up quite a bit short into this wind where Derek Brown tried to pick it off.
Birchmeyer looking to pass, throws to the far sideline. Goes right through the hands
Bigelow.
Of number 10, Bigelow. And falls incomplete. Now a third and 10. The wheels are starting to fall off the New Lothrop wagon.
Adam Grifka gets into the backfield and knocks down Birchmeyer on that throw. So the Bearcats in complete pass coverage here, only bringing 3 guys and still finding a way to get to the quarterback. And that's what's making things uncomfortable here for New Lothrop and Birchmeyer.
Third down and 10 from the 30-yard line. Birchmeyer back to pass. Ubley showing pressure, and it's caught at the 40-yard line by Bigelow. Bigelow finally brought down at the 43 by no else than Jonathan Brandle for a 13-yard reception. Move the chains. Clock stops with 2:20 left in the fourth quarter.
The Bearcats will take tackles, though, inbounds. Anytime the ball is thrown to the middle of the field, they got to make tackles. Unfortunately, the ball The clock will stop momentarily for a first down.
Birchmeyer back to pass, coming out of the no huddle. He's going to keep it for himself, going to the far sideline, and runs out of bounds.